Monday, Kisei, Tzera, Pshoyme, Weisbach.
Start. Yesterday, we were learning about the halachas of pas, bread. When a person has a bread meal, Nishach and Mokum Echot, Sorich Lavorak Shom, he has to make his bracha for him there. That's a halach in Kupay Dalis, Alok. Where a person eats his bread, he has to make a bracha for him in that place. So he has to bench in that place where he had his bread. Then we spoke about yesterday about the different halach about someone who didn't, he went out. So we said, I'm not going to all the cases. What came out of halacha nicer was yesterday that b'mezid, he went out on purpose. I mean, he knew he was supposed to bench in that place, he still went out. Then he has to go back to the place where he was originally. If a shogeg, that means a person forgot himself. This is quite a common, it's not uncommon, this scenario. It's what you call it. Someone could be a hasta, for example, let's say, for example, and he didn't have a mind to travel to Shabbos or whatever it was. And he eats there, he washes, he has his whole meal there. He looks at his watch, and realizes, oh, the bench needs to go home. I better go straight home. He realizes, I've got the bench. Now, really, lechatchila, what he's meant to do is, he's meant to go back and bench. You know, to show you, lechatchila, he should go back and bench. It's going to cause a very big inconvenience, he says, then he's not afraid to go back, he can bench in the second place. But ideally, he should really go back. So it's not right to go out of this place. What do you call it? So that's for bread. That's universal. Then we said for bread, but the law says also, if a person brings bread and meat at home, if he needs to go out for a few seconds, just munish very quickly, and then come back in again, that's allowed. That's a kachin and mutter. Longer than that is really a problem. We said yesterday that Ramah says that for mitzvah veres, let's say, for example, he realizes on Shabbos afternoon, he realizes he's getting close to Mincha, and he wants to go to catch Mincha at Mincha in Shul. So he said, the mission for the law says that for a mitzvah in various, the person's allowed to go out also, not ideal. And we still haven't got a Pesach Tshuva for us again today. So the Pesach Tshuva says then, in such a case, that ideally one should bench first. One shouldn't rely on this, it's going to be a long time. So really one should bench first. If one didn't, then the law is Mekel, but the law's Loshen is. Kupayin Ches. I've got a Loshen Shmuel, thank you very much. What Ramah says, Mikol Mokul Hachil HaYakim and Kremim LeRosh, shouldn't leave your place by bread without making a bracha, without fetching. Cheshin Hashem Yishna Melatzo Alecha, what's getting you forget? Says Ramah, Mi Ad Tzorich Mitzvah Yveres, if there's a mitzvah veres, for example, he says man filler, then you're allowed to. I'll say the Pesach Tshuva says on this there that ideally someone should bench first. If you can't, then you go out and come back. That's the thing. But you see quite clearly the idea is really to bench really straight away. Then we spoke about yesterday, what's called.
And you don't need the shoyma then.
What?
You don't need to be man shoyma.
You go out for a very short time though. What happens if, what's called your makom achilas? So we said the whole room where you're eating is called makom achilas. For example, someone sits down at a table of his food, his friends, then later wants to move to another table. The whole room is called makom achilas, so you can bench anywhere in that room. We said, who else in actually? Mishmur says it's got an L-shaped room, so one part of the room can't see the others. Since it's all called one room, that's okay. If you're going out of the room, so the Mishmur says you have to see the original place where you next. So he said, let me talk about it. Sodeh, look at machitzas, etc., etc. Then we said that what people mentioned yesterday, also a very important point, and that is that sometimes a person who does the chatchila, someone's going for a shel brachos, or someone's going to the Rebbe's tish, he wants to start on Friday night in his own house and then move off somewhere else. So we said that the chatchila, if a person has in mind when he makes hamotzi, now he's going to have some bread here in place number one, and then move to place number two and eat some more bread in place number two, then that's the chatchila mutter. And here we said, I found Mishnah Berurah here, let's see if we can find it in our game. The Mishnah Berurah says, Kupay Dalas, you've got a test, that you have to eat in the second place. Kupin Dunn's got a test. Interesting, what you both asked yesterday, so here the Mishabura says, you have to eat in the second place, hainu, after the pocket of the kazayas. You have bread in the second place, left in the kazayas. I don't understand, I thought I asked yesterday, but you have a mashu, a crab. I don't know, it looks like it has to be something, you know, this is noticeable. I don't know what. But the Mishabura carries on, that joins what you have in the second place. Now, if one goes to a rubber fish, so I'm actually at that home, like fish, yeah. And meat and everything, he goes there, he wants to
manage it.
He has to be
mine. Right.
And he has a bit of challah in the second place. Yes. That helped.
But if he forgot to bench the second place and came back to the first place, he has to eat again? Or?
No. No, because the first place is your first place. You don't have to eat again there.
Do you also have to have kavanah when you wash?
No. We shall see what it looks like. Then Mr. Rook carries on in Kubei Dara to contest. Dabbi Mbokam Shein Ocho Pas, we used to ask yesterday, it has to be in the second place to eat bread. Abo, Paperas, Bakistin, you have delicacies and cakes and things like that. But sadly, we've got enough food because Zayas Lemahan doesn't help. So, in the second place that you're going for, you must eat bread.
Ideally, you should go mad.
No, if you have in mind. You haven't.
If
you
had it in mind, then I'm thinking. I'm just thinking now it's coming to the supper, and it happens that it starts raining in the meal. You've no intention. You go in, let's say you go into your dining room, those have got.
So, much do you have in mind, anyways, when you wash?
I say the supper is close to that, but some people go to the dining room, so I hope they should really go back into the supper and bench.
Can you see the supper from where you are?
Not necessarily. You've got a lounge and you've got a dining
room. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, one thing I do is eat a bit of bread there.
Or go back into the supper and bench.
You can eat a bit of bread on the second place even without kavanah about it by morning.
Can't happen yet. Now, come on, the chatchila. So the chatchila, it's more to the chatchila. If you haven't mind, make a
point. You didn't have a mind because it starts raining in the meal. You didn't have a mind getting
going
to the
lounge. So now, when you said with the Eretz, I would not have in mind.
So you eat bread.
Then that also helps. Then there's a question now, so you have to make a new amount. So if you see a das, you should think it was an easy morning, you have to make a new amount, otherwise not. So, but yeah, if you had it in the second place, that's good enough. That's what we said yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're asking about what's the cake. Is it the same halacha? This is very interesting how halacha is about explaining. So let me just go to the extremes. Bread certainly needs to be a brocha thrown in the place that you ate. Burying a foshus does not need the place that you ate. That means, technically speaking, I could have a cup of coffee in my house, go out in the street, into my car, I make bone foshes in the car. Nothing had lacking wrong with it. The only thing is that the poskim are not so happy with this, and that's a general rule that we're scared if you don't make a brocha throwing it straight away, you're going to forget.
So
if you have a coffee at home and you go to shul, you can make a bone foshes in shul. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to make any bone foshes, an apple, an orange, a pear. A drink. Anything which is burning a fosher.
You don't have to drink on that thing,
right? You drop it, that's
it. You don't have to drink. Just bring a burning
fosher. Right. Just bring a burning fosher. Well, then, it's not complicated. It's one, two things I'll explain to you. Because of this first halacha of where you have bread, you have to come back to the original place. That makes it that you've not lost your brocha. And that's why your halachos is still valid for having a second place of more bread. When it comes to a drink or any burn of foshes, since you don't have to make your brocha throwing in the original place, as soon as you leave that place, your brocha is cancelled. You've lost your shahako now. You'll see it goes together, this. That means if I have my cup of coffee at home, and then I go into the car, and I think to myself, you know what, I have another cup of coffee in the car. I've not in mind at all. I'm not in mind. That is finished. I've lost my shahako. So the leniency now is I can make burn the foshes here. But because I can make burn the foshes here, I'm not going to go back to my original place. I've lost my shahakal. It goes together. If you're bound to go back to your original place to make a brocha, then that brocha is held, and you can make it, you can carry on eating the second place also with that brocha. But if you've lost the brocha, like burning the foshes, and you don't need to make it in that original place, then the shahakal is cancelled. So again, bread is simple. Bread is ideally meant to be eaten meant to make a brocha in the original place. Burning the foshes does not need. What about levels in between? Like you have to say, for example, grain products, cake, cereals, crackers. Not talking about rice. Rice has to be a mechka foods. en which is ala mechia, or hu adin en which is ala ha'is. Is that similar to bread, or is that similar to drinks? The difference being that if I have cake in this room over here, for example, and I go out, do I have to come back there and have here?
Yes, you do.
Like bread? Or is it like drinks? Like I'm with Madame Michel in the street. If it's like drinks, then it means that when I go out of this building, I've lost my mezuzahs. If I want to have some more cake, when I come back here, I feel like I can drop my mezuzahs. That, it depends, those two things go together. Yeah? So this is a huge machlokes, actually. Very, very questionable what happened. In Shulchan Aruch, it says, let's look at Halach in Shulchan Aruch. Kup Ayin Ches, you hake. So here the Machabah says about this. Yes, some say Shashivas Haminim, that the Shivas Haminim Tunim Brocha Achroine Achroine Bin Koma. They require a Brocha Achroine in their original place. That means if a person had some grapes in here, nice, obviously, because that's nice, a berry, a recycled and cut in half, he had a kazayas of grapes, and he ate in here, then he went out. He gets out from his car and he wants to go dry it. No, it's like bread. You've got to come back to the original place and make other eats. That's one thing. Yes, Ayurim. The first time in him talking brocha lachrim kum, you need a brocha achrim in their original place. Yes, Ayurim. Some say, dafku mine pas. Sorry. Yes, Ayurim, dafku mine dogo. No, not fruits doesn't work too.
All eats.
Not ala eight doesn't work too. Well, that's what about eight, I'm talking about grapes, olives, figs, pomegranates, grapes, it's all the same. So that's one opinion. Another opinion is that it doesn't apply to that, it only applies to mini dogon. The thing is made from the fried grains. Cake, crackers, biscuits, all these things. Only there you have to come back. Otherwise not. And yes, Amen, the Ramah says, dahlah pas, only bread. The kid, you've got yourself a little pickle over here, it's a problem, what to do? Some say,
make up sure go halfway.
So the Gaon actually passes halfway. Yeah. The Gaon passes the Mishavua brings the Gaon. The Mishavua brings the Gaon.
Halfway
home. The Mishavua brings the Gaon halfway, not like you're halfway, but the Gaon goes halfway. That Delhem Soys your Ikaradina. The middle opinion is the main shitter, and therefore by cakes and biscuits and things like that, you go out and don't use your brocha. And you could actually eat in the second place as well. If you have in mind, certainly in the Chachila, but the evidence is also right. Like, for example, practically speaking, I always wondered about this. What happens if someone goes to Kiddush Shabbos morning, someone's got five Kiddush to go to? He goes to Kiddush number one, Moishi.
Yeah.
He has a nice piece of cake there, because that's a cake.
Which I know everybody does.
You know people do?
Yeah, no, not.
I know people do that as well. I know people have more than one piece.
They have a whole load of this. It's harvesting there.
Now, because I said cake, and then he thinks about it, case number two. Now, what should I do? Should I make alamechi here? Or should I wait for the second kiddush?
Before you're eating it, right?
Carry on. Eating one kazayas of cake. You went to kiddush number one, then a kazayas of cake.
You didn't have to come on before you waited.
Oh, even the chachelet. It could be either.
What about Rosh Hashanah? I mean, that's.
What? Yeah, either the chachelet or the maaseh. You didn't have in mind. But you know you're going to come on a kiddush now, but yeah, but can you have it in the second place? Yeah, you go to kiddush number two, have another piece of cake there. You say, no, I'm going to kiddush number three, I have another piece of cake there. What do I do? Should I make an amichya? Yeah, what? So you have to break it.
You can have
kavana. Yeah, you're right, you can have kavana, but the question is cake a case of you lost your bracha when you go out?
That's it. Yeah. You can have
kavana,
I think
you
said. Yeah. You're right, you have in mind, but the question is, if it's like a shahaka food, you've lost your mezonis when you go out.
It's not.
So you have to make a new mezonis. On the other hand, it's a bit of a sophic in Shulchan Aruch. The question is, where does cake fit into? Is it similar to bread, which is right, you could have your bread meal here, start off here and have your mind to go somewhere else.
Right.
Or is it like a drink? Let's say you have a drink in a kiddush, a cup of Coke, and you have a Coke over here, you say, right, I'm having your mind to have another Coke somewhere else. It doesn't help at all.
No. Just
So the question is, where does this cake fit into? So the Gaon says that cake fits into
bread.
So according to the Gaon, Tucker, you'd be allowed to do this.
What? What happens if we get to the fifth Kiddush? No Mazonis left.
You go to Kiddush number one, and you make Kiddush there, and you hear have a piece of cake, you be yotzer Kiddush. When you go to Kiddush number two, you can have just crisps, they'll drink.
Oh.
That's it, to be yotzer, it's a Kiddush. But now we're talking about, you want your bracha of mezonos to carry on to the next place, number two. Now, just like my bread, so bread only lasts if you have bread in the second place.
The fifth one, I'll go home if there's no bread, then a cake, then I'll have it.
Does it apply to
have it over the last
way? Where were you carrying to bench?
Does it matter? I don't need to go or something. That's it, right?
When you get home, you have to eat more mazonis.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. And Rega, for the shahak, you have to yes bench.
That's a big salary in Pasha. That's a question. Pasha for shahak, you have to make him the one, yeah? The shahak is when you shahak, you lost it. That's a so it's a sugar that's got a sophic. If you're having cake and coffee, since your cake lasts, does the coffee also last? It's a chiddush, a pashas you've lost.
Even the last one, if I had a goffin, I've got no cake left. If I had some bits of idea, is that good enough?
No. That's actually what we mean. You understand, when you have, let's say you talk about bread, that's a simple example. If you have bread in one place, and you want to go somewhere else to finish up a bread meal, you have to have bread in the second meal.
So,
you can't have anything else. You can't have kegel, you can't have meat. You can only have bread. If this cake is going the same as bread, you have to have a mezonos
at the end.
Place. That's what you need to have. You can't manage without it. Now, it's a big question what to do. I must say, it's a very big question. Sorry, I'm asking the Gaon, pastures like the shit, so that mezonos is okay. And therefore, according to the Gaon, you can go from one to the other. I heard many pastures say it's not ideal to do this because, first of all, we're scared you might forget. You might speak on the way, and therefore,
you've got to speak on the way.
It's not a brock shape tzricha, it's a big
heart. Does it apply to later?
We might forget, we get carried away, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you'll forget to make your after brock.
Yeah. Oh, you can't forget to get home.
But you might forget by then, it might be too late. Might be after Slan Ickle. Okay, you have to know. I'm saying the Meister, you have to know what's going on. So the Meister, the apostle says, not a brock shape tzricha to make an Alam Nikki in the first place. If you do want to, because that ain't wrong, if you do that, could be even better. I'm saying you get yourself out of more problems. But one has to know that at the end of this, there's a possibility to take on it. It worked with cake crackers, it worked. You went from one place to another.
Does it apply to ladies?
Oh, I should quite apply to ladies. Ladies are the same dinners, exactly the same. This is halacha, it's exactly the same for ladies and men. That you have to make,
not
got it. When it comes to Shiva Samhain, Shiva Samhain is an odd question. Shiva Samhain is a level lower, because now you've only got one Shiva which holds the rights. So this is a big question for us. What happens now, Moshe, let's say for example, someone had grapes over here, then you know he's going to somewhere else, he'll have some more grapes there. So is it, should he make other eats over here, or should he wait to get to the second place after he eats the grapes? So then the apostle would say it's better, because of this doubt, to make other eats in the first place. Say Alex here, and then make a new bread place in the second place. If you didn't, someone didn't, and he forgot, he got to the second place, so many possibly allow one to carry on eating grapes there without a new bracha. Because it's like bread. So I say, it's very tricky this, really, again.
So whatever you do, you're right.
You're not right, the best is, I say, bread is so good. Bread is no question. Cake and sugar have been in a bit of a question, what to do with the fruits. Ideally, one should avoid this situation. I think it's better to bench in the first place than done, and then move on.
Would it help you without Gavon? I didn't have Gavon to bench the next time.
As long as you can do that.
I have to kick there.
All right, everybody say it.
Shvayah.